Plum and Abner.
See what's going down at Pine Ridge. Well, the plans for developing the spring on Grandpappy Spears' place and building a health resort were renewed yesterday when Grandpap was finally talked into the use of his spring in exchange for the presidency of the company. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library trying to explain the whole setup to Cedric.
What are all these meetings about anyway, Mr. Abner?
Well, see, what we're going to do, Cedric, is build a great big health resort and a hotel over on Grandpappy Spears' place and put Pine Ridge on the map.
Well, ain't Pine Ridge on the map, though?
Well, yeah, it's on there, Cedric, but see, it's just a little bitty dot, all it is. We want to make it a great big town to where folks can't help but see it.
Oh, well, give me the map. I'll make a great big dot on it, and you won't have to go all that bother with yourself.
Well, Cedric, wouldn't help you just dot one map, and you couldn't find all the maps there is in the world and put a dot on them.
No, Mom.
Make a big town out of it, and then map companies will make a big dot when they make them. That's the handiest way, I believe.
Yes, Mom. But how can Mr. Grandpap afford to build a big hotel, though?
Well, he ain't going to do it himself. The town's going to raise the money to build it.
Well, can't they find a better place to build it besides Mr. Grandpap's farm?
Well, they got to build it over there on account of that spring of his.
That spring?
See, Mr. Webster taking a sample of that water one day and had some chemist feller annualize it. They claim now that it's awful healthy water to drink or something like that. I don't understand just all about it myself, Cedric.
How do they annualize it, reckon?
Cedric, I don't know. All I know is that Mr. Webster formed a company last night to run the whole outfit.
Is that what you done at that meeting last night?
Yeah. And Grandpappy Spears is president of the company.
Mr. Grandpappy?
Yeah.
I always thought Mr. Lum was president of everything.
Well, he generally is. Fact is, he thought he was going to be president of this company, too, but see, Mr. Webster had to let Grandpap have that job. That was the only way he could talk him into letting him develop that spring.
Oh.
You ought to saw Lum's face when he found that out, too, Cedric.
Was he unhappy?
Oh, he never liked it one bit. Of course, I believe he feels better today, though. Of course, Mr. Webster appointed him head of some committee. Supposed to plan how to build a hotel or the health resort or something like that.
You mean he's going to draw some pictures of it?
I don't know exactly what he's going to do, Cedric. All I know is he went over to discuss it with Mr. Webster this morning. I reckon he'll know more when he gets back.
Oh, well, say, when they get the hotel built, do you reckon I could get a room there?
Well, what do you want a room for, Cedric? You got a room over at your own place.
Well, the insurance company sort of wants me to move, I think.
Insurance company?
Yes, Mom. Every 3 months when my premiums come due, they keep sending me a little hints about it.
Probably insurance. What kind of hint, Cedric?
Well, they always put a little card in there telling me to change my address.
Hmm.
It's got dotted lines on it where I'm supposed to write down my new address and send it back to them.
Oh, well, Cedric, now, I don't think that means you actually have to move, though.
Well, what do they keep sending them to me for, then? I'm feared if I don't change my address pretty soon, they're going to get mad at me and take my insurance policy away from me.
Oh, they wouldn't do that, Cedric. See, the whole idea is that if you do change your address... Wait a minute, there comes Lum.
Well, I hate to make the company mad, though. They've been so nice to me. Every year, Mr. Benefit sends me a calendar.
Who does?
Mr. Benefit. The owner of the company, I think. Mr. Mitchell Benefit or something like that.
Oh, I'll hear to that, fella. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, howdy, Lum.
Oh, howdy, A.P.
Huh?
How are you there, C.W.?
Lum?
What are you talking that way about, Lum? What's all this A.C. and P.W. stuff? You working for the government now?
No, and I'd rather you wouldn't call me Lum no more, neither.
Well, that's your name, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but it's sort of a custom amongst us big business executives to refer to one another by our initials.
What's the matter? Can't you recollect your name?
Well, sure, we can recollect them, all right. We just use our initials to save time, I think. We're all so busy, you know.
Yeah, huh?
You take fellas like B.J. and L.E. and F.D.R. And...
Who's that, L.E.?
That's me, natural.
Oh.
Now, A.P., I don't want you and C.W. bothering me because I got a lot of work to do here. I got the horror architect and a batch of other junk.
Yeah, well, we won't bother you none, Mom. L.E. Yeah, come on, let's get up a game of checkers here, C.W.
Mom?
That's you, said you. You're C.W. now, according to L.E. here.
Oh, well, good for me. Glad to hear that. Maybe I ought to call up and tell that to P&M.
P&M? Who's that?
Papa and Mama.
Oh, well, I reckon you can wait and tell them when you get home, Cedric, or C.W.
I told you two to hash, because I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, L.E. Be quiet, C.W.
I'm expecting a long-distance call, and when he comes in, I don't want to be interrupted. You understand, A.P.?
Yeah, sure. Who are you expecting a long-distance call from?
Feller into county seat. J.W. Dobbs, his name is. J.W.D.
Oh.
He's a feller I'm going to try to hire for that architect's job.
Is he in that line of work?
Well, he used to be, I know.
Oh?
He ain't done much of it in the last few years. That's why I figured we could get him pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, huh?
Yeah, the fact is, when I told B.J. about him this morning, he had me get right on the phone and call him up.
Well, what'd he say? Is he going to do it?
Well, I don't know. I never got to talk to him. All I could do was just leave my name and have him call me back.
What, do you think you can get him, Lump, or L.E.?
Oh, I know we can. Best part of it is we can get him for a song.
Yeah, well, I don't get... for a song?
Yeah, and I know that part of it will please Mr. Webster, or B.J., I mean.
What, does he like singing?
Who?
B.J. Didn't you say you're going to get that Dobbs feller down here to sing?
Oh, I said we could get him for a song.
Well, that's what I thought you said. I'd love to hear him. What kind of singing does he do?
I don't know what kind of singing he does.
Well, you ought to find out long as you're going to hire him. Don't you think so, C.W.?
Mom, what's that, Mr. A.P.?
I said if Lom or if L.E.'s aiming on hiring that Dobbs feller to sing for Mr. Webster...
I ain't hiring him to sing for Mr. Webster.
Well, who's he going to sing for? Oh, you mean the folks at the Health Resort Hotel he's going to sing there, huh?
No, he ain't going to sing for nobody. I'm hiring him to draw up the plans for the hotel.
Yeah, I know that, but I thought you said you'd hire him to sing, too. That's why I thought you figured you were getting such a good bargain in him.
No, Abner, you got that all mixed up. I was just using an old Eddard fan. I said we could hire him for a song and sing it ourselves.
Sing it ourselves? You never said that before now.
Well, I know I never, but that's the way the whole thing goes.
Sing it ourselves, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty silly to me. What use to hire a feller to come down here and sing if we're going to do the singing ourselves?
Oh, for goodness sake, you still got it mixed up.
Doggett, I'll admit I'm mixed up somewhere here. I don't know now who's going to do the singing, him or us or who. Of course, now, if it'll help you to have us sing, why, we'd be glad to do it. Wouldn't we, C.W.?
Yes, Mom, we can sing good. I can sing Al Torrey good.
Yes, sir, all right. We can harmonize good on that. They cut down the old pine tree. You want to try it once, too, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hold it away to
goodness sake, will you two hash up?
Well, we're just trying to help you out, Ellie. Well,
if you'll just hash up for a half a second, I'll try to explain this to you. All I meant was that this Mr. Dobbs is more likely so anxious to get some work again that we can hire him cheap and name our own price. In other words, hire him for a song and sing it ourselves.
Well, I don't get that cheap enough. We better do it, then, if we can.
Well, that was my views on it.
Oh, you're exactly right. There ain't no ifs and ands about it. He's a feller.
No sense in paying him a big, high salary if we don't have to.
Why, of course not. Not a bit in the world.
Be silly not to try it anyway.
Why, sure it would. It would. If he's that desperate for a job that he'll work just to come down here and...
Wait a minute, Abner. There goes B.J. across the street. I want to reach over and ask him a question.
Well, wait a minute, Tolan. What if that Dobbs feller calls up here?
Oh, well, I'll be right back. I want to catch B.J. before he gets away.
Well, all right. Look at old Omron there. I ain't seen him in a dog trot in years. Look at him.
Sort of looks like a windmill had broke loose there. Way he's swinging them arms and legs.
That's just about it. That describes him to a T.
Mom, to a T?
Yeah. That means, doggies, what did I mean there? I know I've heard that before, Summers. to a T, Lum. Don't look like no T. Looks more like an X, I'd say. Now, let's see. What
oh, I believe that was your ring there, Mr. A.P.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear it. To a T. Don't get I got to watch myself. Going around there saying things I don't even understand what I'm talking about myself. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. A.P. doing the talking. Why, Mr. Edders just stepped out. Who's calling? Oh, well, wait a minute. Hey, Cedric.
Yes, Mom?
Holler across the street there and call on. This is Mr. Dobbs calling.
Oh,
here.
Yes, Mom.
Hello, Mr. Dobbs. Just hold the phone a second. Hurry up, Cedric.
Well, I can't see Mr. Lum nowhere. He must have went somewhere with Mr. B.J.
Oh, my goodness. Now what'll we do?
Yeah, now what'll we do?
I reckon we just better handle it for old Lum. He never would forgive us. We let this chance slip away and ruin the whole thing for him.
Well, them's my views on it, A.P., if we're having a meeting.
You're right, C.W. Hello, Mr. Dobbs? Why, we can't reach Mr. Edders right now, but I know what he wants. Well, he wants to hire you to draw up some plans for a hotel we're aiming on building here in Pine Ridge. Yes, sir. Well, now, I'm glad you brung that up, because I'm prepared to dicker with you. Yeah, I know what he's aiming on paying, and here's our best offer. All right, Cedric, get up here close to the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, let's go. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin so fine for
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.